It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 1. When all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a jail.
The day started off like an overbaked cookie, crummy as all hell. It was the kind of day that pokes you while you're sleeping to see if you're still alive, and then you wake up and say, ouch, and then you can never get back to sleep. It all started when my girlfriend poked me while I was sleeping to see if I was still alive. Ouch, I said, and then I couldn't get back to sleep. So I stepped into the shower, but my landlord had turned off the hot water. I tried to call him, but the phone company had turned the phone off. So I decided to drive to the phone company, but my car had been repossessed. Yep, it was one of those days. At least I had my trusty old dog Dash to comfort me, except even Dash died during the night. I found that out when I poked him and he didn't say ouch, he only said woof. So, with little other choice, I began the long walk to work. The weather was like the film, it's a mad, 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 mad world. Overcast. I subscribe to Entertainment Weekly, so I know a little about the film business. Needless to say, by the time I got to the office, my mood was more foul than a chicken outside the third baseline. First thing I did was ring up my landlord to complain about the hot water. Look, Sal, I don't understand. I already paid you the rent for the first month and the last month. What more do you want from me? All the months in between? Sal, cut me a break here. A client. Sal, I gotta make like a guy who addresses a famous 18th century composer and call you Bach. The door opened and in walked one of the most gorgeous dames I had ever seen. The kind of girl who had great tits and a great ass. And looked hot because of them.
Are you Mike Detective, Private Eye?
What does the sign on the door say?
Mick Detective, Privet Y.
Yeah, I gotta get some E's added in there. You'd think because they're the most common letter they'd be cheaper. But that's how they get ya. So, how about this weather we've been having? It reminds me of a signature on a broken leg. Overcast.
Look, I'm here on business. I'm not here to bullshit.
Wow, you're spewing me some filth out of that hole in the center of your face.
You think that's filthy? You should see what comes out of the hole in the center of my butt.
Keep yapping, little puppy. Maybe I'll put a leash on you.
Maybe I'll chew through the leash.
Maybe I'll use a metal leash.
Maybe I'm a cyborg dog with razor-sharp teeth who was sent here from the future to kill you and can easily chew through metal.
Maybe I'll... Wait, is that true?
Which part? No, of course not. None of it's true.
Phew. Okay, where were we?
My name is Stephanie Client. I want to hire you for a job.
That's fine, but I'll need to see some of that green stuff.
If you insist.
Yeah, no, not that. Put that away. I meant money, toots.
Money's no object. My sister is missing. This is a recent photo of her.
This is a photo from Splash Mountain at Disneyland.
She's the one in the front row, flashing the camera. I haven't seen her in 3 days. She's married to a rich and powerful man who savagely beats her. I should mention it's Kelsey Grammer. And I'm afraid he may have gone too far.
I'll take the case.
Thank God.
Don't bring him into it. It's only Tuesday. I traditionally thank God on Fridays. Now, just so you're aware, I'm completely unlicensed and uninsured, so you are really putting your credit on the line by hiring me.
That's fine.
I charge $200 a day plus expenses.
What kind of expenses?
Well, for instance, I might need to buy a book called How to Investigate Disappearances, if such a book exists. Things like that.
That's all fine. Just find my sister.
I guarantee I will, or my name isn't... She walked out of the room using that pretty ass I mentioned earlier to propel herself forward. I felt like my dick had been kicked up into my mouth, making me throw up from having a dick in my mouth. As I watched her hail a taxi from the window above, I realized things were finally looking up for Mike Detective, unlicensed and un...
Get in the car, toots!
Mike, help me! Help!
Looks like that pretty ass I mentioned needs some saving.
Will Mike Detective save Stephanie Client's pretty ass? What dangers lie in store for him as he goes up against the evil Kelsey Grammer? Tune in for the next installment of Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye.
I'm working on it.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.